Starting day, Terraway Manchester, base, Nissan, Tafshin Pehe, Harab, Binyamin, Aaron Troy.
I would like to discuss today a shaila which I hope is not negeya lemaisa. Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos. Everybody knows that there's a time when Issa Chometz starts on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and you have to catch Suda Shabbos before that time. Some even catch Shalosh Sudas before that time. They catch two Sudas, yeah, the Suda, and they make a hefsik. So why do you have to eat the Suda so early? Yeah, what's a rush? On a normal Shabbos, I don't think. I think most people are not finished eating the Suda before 10:08. They would be lucky if they've started the Suda before 10:08. So what is the problem on Erev Pesach? So the problem of Erev Pesach, not the problem, I mean, what's the rush? On Erev Pesach, there's an issa to eat from 10:08, when from the Zman Issa Achilles Chometz, there's the Issa to eat Chometz. And from Alois HaShacha, on Erev Pesach, there's an Issa to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. Now, actually, I say Alois HaShacha, it's a big machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold only when the Issa deraisa of eating chometz starts, then does the issa of eating matzah start. So the issa deraisa of eating chometz only starts from chatzos. So meila, the issa of eating matzah also only starts from eating from chatzos. What's the reasoning behind why should there be the time of when the issa chometz starts? So what's the makor of this issa that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? Yeah? On Sukkos, there's no halacha than Erev Sukkos that you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah on Erev Sukkos. Cheesecake you're allowed to have Erev Shavuos. So what's this issa of Erev Pesach? So the makor of this issa of eating matzah on Erev Pesach that is also is a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, as just like when a kala goes under the chuppah, and you mekadisha, you make kiddushin, but till you've said the sheva brachas, and she stood under the chuppah, and she's got a ksuba, then she's also to her husband, even though she is mukadeshes to him, but you need Erisin, Kedushin, and you need Chuppah and Nisuin. And as long as you haven't got the Chuppah and Nisuin, it's Asa. So the Gemara says, as Boyel Arusasoi, there's Malkus. So the Yishalmi says, this is a comparison. As just like Isha, that she's going to be Muta later, After chuppah, so after kedushin to osa, so matzah on erev Pesach is the matzah is going to be mekayim mitzvah matzah by night, and now the issa chometz, so it's like you're osa with normal bread, and you're going to get a mitzvah matzah, the Yishalmi says it's a comparison to Mamela on Erev Pesach till the chuppah, yeah, the chuppah of the matzah, yeah, the place that the Rishonim work out, the seven brachas that you say before you eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Yeah? Seven brachas. Now the kasha is, and there might be a few more, but the minimum, the seven brachas. Yeah, there's kiddush has got three brachas, and k'minig Ashkenazim, you make a bracha on the second kois, so you've got asher golonu and another bayir pei gofen, so that's five brachas, and then Achilles Matzah and Hamoitzi, that's seven brachas. Now there's another two on the Tilis Yidayim and the Boyer Priyadoma of Kava. So that's a question, yeah, which either is of a, you need seven brachas till you get to your Matzah, and that's so Mamela, before you have seven brachas, you're not allowed to eat Matzah. So there is a Shoinim which say that this Issa only starts from Chatzos when the Issa Achilles Chometz Midraisa is from Chatzos. Midrabanan, it's earlier, of a Midraisa, it's Chatzos, and then the Issa of Achilles Matzah starts. There is, but the other Rishonim, there's the Rosh, the Ramban, and the Rambam, they say that the Issa of eating Matzah starts from Erev Pesach Alois HaShacha, and that's how the Ramo Paskins in Shulchan Aruch from Alois HaShacha on Erev Pesach that the Issa to eat Matzah. And Hayois, the Issa to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach, so Mamela, that's why when you got Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, then you have to make sure to eat your Suda Shachris Chometz before this man Issa Achilles Chometz. And Shalashuda is the problem. Can you eat it in the morning? Can't you eat it in the morning? Should you split up the Suda? Oh, but it's all because of this, because you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Oh, so the shaila is somebody he was an oynus. That an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, he couldn't manage. I mean, Emes Oynus, he couldn't eat. He couldn't eat Suda Shachris before the Zman Issa Chometz. Or somebody who knows he's going to have this Oynus, not because he's going to get up late, but somebody told me that the last time Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, he had an operation on Shabbos, so till he was ready to eat, it was quite late in the day. It's already long after Sosman Achilles Chometz. So if such a person, what is an eitzah for this person to be able to eat Suda Shabbos? Is there an eitzah? Isn't there an eitzah? What can he do? So really, there's four options for this person. It's four options. I'm not passing any shailas here. It's four options to ask the shaila. What can he do? So there's. The Rambam says that only matzah, which yoytze mitzvahs matzah balayla, is then issa to be able to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So Mameila, the Rishonim bring down that matzah ashira means matzah which has got for a fruit juice or wine inside, oil inside, or what you call egg matzahs, yeah, anything like that is matzah ashira, and matzah ashira means is there any other ingredient besides flour and water, and you can taste the tam of the, let's say, the added ingredient the wine or the honey or let's speak about milk, yeah, adding milk to the thing to the matzah shir, yeah, the other shailas, that's possible, chol b'shailas, but so such a matzah you can't be yotze with it by Leil Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, so the Rishonim say if you can't be Mekayim mitzvah matzah with it, so it's not the matzah which I'm going to have Sheva Brachas on it. Yeah, it's not the matzah which I'm going to have Sheva Brachas on it. So Mamela, it's not the matzah, I'm not yotz with such a matzah. So Mamela, on Erev Pesach, you can have matzah ashira. Oh, but that's all a good solution for those who eat matzah ashira on Pesach. I mean, those which have got the minig of the Sfadim that they eat on Erev Pesach, or even on Pesach they eat matzah ashira. So he's got a poshuta solution: eat matzah ashira and they sort it. Yeah, but it has to be a matzah ashira. Yeah, a matzah ashira. Mishbura says it has to contain no water at all inside it, because once it contains even a drop of water, then the meperos will be machmit. Meperos, we paskan that meperos in machmitzim. They don't make a dough chometz, but that's only if there's no addition of water to it. Once it's got an addition of water, then it'll work faster than water, and they become chometz faster. So mamela, the minig Ashkenazim, the Ramah says that we don't eat matzah shira. So mamela, that Sfadim have got the solution. They can have Erev Pesach Shchal b'Shabbos. Yeah, they can have normal sudas, have matzah shira. They've got no problem. But the Ashkenazim, even on Erev Pesach, we are machmir not to eat matzah shira according to Ramah. No, the Bihuda wants to be makel on Erev Pesach before Chatzos to be able to eat matzah shira. But Lemaisa, the Ramah says on the Erev Pesach, there's no heter to eat matzah shira. So maybe matzah shira is not a solution. Oh, this is a good shaila. So the pashtus should be that matzah shira should be mezoinus. Yeah, if it's got no water in at all, matzah shira should be mezoinus. Yeah. Oh. The Sfadim make on matzah mezoinus whole year besides for Pesach. Yeah. Oh, so if you kaveh suda on it, yeah, it's a kasha. Yeah, it's a kasha. How can be yitz with matzah shira? It's mezoinus, and so you'll be kaveh suda on it. Yeah, you'll. And it might be possible, but kissing it—that's another shaila. Oh, so there is an eitzah. I don't know if how practical the eitzah is, but it's an eitzah. Yeah. Now the eitzah is matzah muvushelis, cooked matzah. Now gebroks on Erev Pesach. Even those who eat gebroks, who don't eat gebroks, but there is those which say hayos gebroks is a chumrah, and Erev Pesach, certainly till Chatzos is only a drabonon, yeah. And there is those which are, so they say that on Erev Pesach you can eat it. I mean, Erev Pesach you can eat gebroks. So maybe before, some make it even after Chatzos, some make it before Chatzos. Yeah, so maybe, so if you eat, or even if you don't eat, but now you have to eat Suda Shabbos. So maybe, so matzah mubusheles, cooked matzah, So if you're going to, so let's say you take matzah meal, and so if you make knedlach out of it, so then it's poshta mazoinus, and you can make kiddush b'mokum suda out of it, but you won't be able to make hamoitzi on it, and even if you eat even if you kveh suda on it, you'll stay with your mazoinus and never become a moitzi, and it's not lechem, and you're certainly not yotze. I mean, you won't be yotze through the Shabbos with it. But what is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is azoy. As in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samaches state that you take, if you take a kazayis of pas and you cook it, so even if it wouldn't have toya lechem, but here, and you cook it, the halacha is you make on it hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz and you bench on it, yeah? But the shoneinu will call it French toast.
Massive bread.
What?
Massive bread.
Sorry?
Massive bread, make it with eggs and...
No, we haven't got kazayis.
It's all broken up.
It's broken up.
Ah, it's still wash.
Do you? No. Well, if it's matzah meal. Well, it's matzah meal. Pizza matzah, what do you do with it?
Put eggs in it.
Yeah.
With milk maybe. And then you just fry it like an egg. Like a chavita. Matzah bread.
Okay. It costs
a toilet.
You're
washing it? Well, I'm not sure.
Pancake.
Well, it's tigun. How much juice has it got?
A lot. Covered. The
whole thing's covered. And if it's into kazayis, then you'll make mazonis on it. That's so the eitzah is take a kazayis, or maybe take more than a kazayis. Yeah, they should end up with a kazayis. Take a kazayis of matzah. Put it into a Kedi Rishon, which is Mevashel Medaraisa, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says all it needs to be there, has to be there for a second, yeah, because, I mean, on a second or more, yeah, that, so it becomes Nispashel Medaraisa, yeah, on Shabbos you'll be Chayav Chatos for that, I mean, if you hold Yesh Bishalach Afia, yeah, and once it's cooked, it's called matzah mevusheles, and matzah mevusheles, cooked matzah, you cannot be yotze with it, mitzvahs matzah on Leil Pesach, and memela, you'll make hamotzi lechem in oretz on it, and you'll bench on it, and it's called pas, it's just not matzah that you can be yotze with it, Leil Seder.
This
will have to be done before Shabbos. You can't wake up on Shabbos and do it, because on Shabbos we pasken yesh bishul achafia, that something's been baked, you can cook it again. And mamela on Shabbos we choshes those pasken which hold as yesh bishul achafia. And they'll be also to do it on Shabbos. So somebody who knows before Shabbos that he's going to have such a matzah, he can take, there is an eitzah for him to make matzah mevusheles before Shabbos, and to be able to be able to make mitzvahs through the Shabbos with it. But, so if it's such a good eitzah, matzah mevusheles. So, what's the whole problem? Shalosh shudas. Everybody should do it. Can't Klal Yisrael should use matzah mevusheles for shalosh shudas? Yeah, there are more.
You said before if you're an oinus.
Yeah. But lechoyres nishna oinus. Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph matzah mevusheles. You can eat on Erev Pesach. Nishtok and Shaila. So why can't you eat matzah mevusheles? So the emes is, Mishbrur in Siman Tov Mem Dalet brings down the Chai Odom. Chai Odom says, Shalosh Shudas, eat matzah mevusheles. So I go to and stack a gewaldigate matzah of shemes. Now the Magen Avraham says it brings down a meril, and the chana matzah of shemes is a very good eitzah. Aber leider ist sie neu im Kek. As the minig is nicht so. Aber that's all as that the chatchila that when there are other eitzes, so then you can't we didn't want to tell everybody to make matzah of shailas, yeah, all the shailas, so mamela they didn't give us this eitzah.
Isn't there a small opinion of that the matzah should taste fresh in your when you have the matzah for the matzah's mitzvah, then the taste of the matzah should be fresh to you. By doing matzah mevushelesh, it probably tastes exactly the same as the matzah. So maybe that's one of the, I'm just suggesting maybe that's the reason why.
The reason why matzah mevushelesh is not, you can't be yotzer, because it hasn't got time matzah. That's the only reason. The matzah mevushelesh says you can't be yotzer.
That was right.
I also haven't.
Could be marasayin.
What?
Marasayin.
Yeah, it could be marasayin. They didn't want to make a takona which can be marasayin. Oh, but in a blessed brayer dika eitzer matzah, yeah, there is a mokum to be yotzer with matzah mevushelesh. Now there's another eitzah. The other eitzah is if you make Pesach cake, yeah, those who eat gebrocks, yeah, they make Pesach cake from matzah meal, and they're mixing into chreis what goes into a cake. Yeah, there's plenty of sugar there, there's oil, eggs, yeah, a cake. This cake, can you eat it on Erev Pesach or not? Yeah, so if you'll ask, so the Ramah in Tof Ein Aleph says that matzah shenefe kitikno, you bake matzah like it should be, v'achkach nisparo, and then you broke it up, or maybe even crumbed it up, and then you mix it with wine or oil. It's not called matzah shira, because matzah shira is only if b'shas the baking you mixed it in. But here it's baked as a whole matzah. Now you've mixed it with wine and oil, so maybe it's not called matzah shira. And you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Oh, so now the Shaila is, if I take matzah meal and I cook it, yeah, I'm allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. If I take matzah meal and I mix it with wine or oil, and then I bake it, a Pesach cake. Those who eat gebrocks with matzah meal. Am I allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach or not? So the Mishbura brings down that the Ramah says it's not called matzah shira. So now, can I take matzah, break it up? And yeah, if I take matzah meal, if I eat raw matzah meal, what bracha do I make on it? Hamotzi lechem en oretz. Yeah, if I eat a kazayas of it, I'll bench. Yeah, if I eat a kabeah of matzah meal, I have to wash on the tzidayim as well. Yeah, I mean you have to wash on the tzidayim for kazayas as well, but you won't make a bracha. Where you eat a kabeah, you make on the tzidayim. So if you eat matzah meal, yeah, it's like eating normal bread. If I mix it with wine or oil, matzah meal, I also have to make a moitzeh lechem na'aretz on it. If I cook matzah meal, then it's mezonos. But if I mix it with wine, oil, and then I bake it, what bracha do you make on it? Do I make on it hamoitzer lech menorets, or they make boire mina mazoinas. So all tell me, yeah, about the matzah cake, you make boire mina mazoinas, and that you don't make any hamoitzer lech menorets. Yeah? Well? Yeah, we're talking about within reason. So the Mishabrura in Siman Kuf Samaches says that depends how much oil, sugar, or honey has been added to this mixture. If it's only a bit of honey or a bit of oil, a bit of wine, whatever it is added to it, then it's a sofik. If it's a moitzi lechem in the oretz or boire min the mezonos. So Mamela, Mishbura says you can only eat it in middle of the Suda because you're not sure what brocha it is. And so eat it in middle of the Suda and you've got no shayla. But if you mixed it with a lot of sugar, or oil or eggs, you mix it with a lot of it. So and it's roiv shemen, roiv devash. Yeah. So then, Dr. Mishbura, it's like normal cake, and you make on it boire min hamazonos. So now, once this has been mixed with a lot of dvash, let's say, yeah, the paste of cakes, you're making an boiling min hamazonos. Is then issa to eat this on erev Pesach or not? Do we say, as there's no tzad hamoitzi here? Once there's no tzad hamoitzi, it's boiling min hamazonos, so it's not pas. And memela, yeah, you can eat on erev Pesach. It's certainly ois pas. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says that if you make a Pesach cake which you make mazonos on it, there's no issa to eat it on erev Pesach because now it's certainly mazonos, and memela it hasn't got pas, hasn't got shem matz anymore. And memela is like eating knedlich, and you can eat knedlich on erev Pesach. That's how the Shmir Shabbos kolchasa paskins. There is those which are choylik on the Shmir Shabbos kolchasa, and they taina that pas the reason why we make on pasah bo v'kisnin boir min hamazonos is because we've got a sofik. What is pasah bo v'kisnin? Yeah, the three shittas of Shulchan Aruch. What is pasah bo v'kisnin? So we've got a sofik, and yes, we've got a sofik. So we're making it boire min hamazonos. So meila deitaina, but there is a tzad that you make on it hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, and that's why many people when they eat cake in the middle of the Suda, you don't make boire min hamazonos on it. If it'll be a vade boire min hamazonos, then you'll make boire min hamazonos in the middle of the Suda as well. So the reason they don't make boire min hamazonos is because there is a tzad that makes a boire min hamazonos. So if there is a tzad that it might be pas, Mamela, there'll be an issa to eat it on erev Pesach. There'll be still a shem matzah, and there'll be an issa of matzah ashira on erev Pesach. Yeah, but there is a mokum to ask a shayla as maybe I can eat it on erev Pesach. Yeah, you've got shmir Shabbos to, so there is a mokum to that you can eat this cake on erev Pesach. Now there's one shayla which that's an important shayla, that can yotze, it'll be an etzer to make kiddush on it. But can you yotze mitzvah sudas Shabbos with cake? If somebody eats cake, has he been make kiddush on cake? Has he been mekayim? Has he been mekayim mitzvah sudas Shabbos or not? Yeah, it's a very wichtige shayla this. Yeah, somebody makes kiddush on cake on Shabbos morning, and then he has his Suda Shabbos. He forgets Ritzei in Suda Shabbos. does he have to bench or not? Because if it's yet already been yotze through the Shabbos with the kiddush and the cake, maybe he doesn't have to. He like his shalosh shudos already, and shalosh shudos, if you forget to say, you don't have to bench again. So this is that's a shaila. Yeah, there's three Mogen Avrams about this shaila. Twice Mogen Avram says you can't be yotze with passable but kisnim with cake. You need pas mamish. But in one Mogen Avram, the Mogen Avram says that you are yotze. Yeah, if you just have flour mixed in together with oil, yeah, is or dvash. Yeah, it says the zman chazal when the eight chulin al taras hakodesh or taras truma. What do they eat on Shabbos? So they ate pas, mixed, just made out of, without water, just made out of oil or wine, and with that they were yotze through the Shabbos. And so it's a big shaila, a prima godim is paskens that you are yotze. Yeah, Kvega says that certainly if you eat enough to bench on it, you're certainly yotze. Yeah, so there's a very stark tzad that you be yotze through the Shabbos with passable bekisnim. So somebody who's come to this matzav, then he's got a good shayla to ask that he'll be able to make kiddush on Pesach cake made out of matzav. He shouldn't come to the shayla. Yeah.
Few questions. One is, is the whole chashash because of mokum seder?
What?
Having you talk about great design, the seder shabbos.
Yeah.
Why? What's the shaila? Because you haven't made a moitzi.
Because the shabbos needs pass.
Why can't I have mokum seder like the yayin?
There's two halachos.
There's two halachos. There's in your mokum seder and there's in your seder shabbos.
Seder shabbos, yeah.
And doesn't dafka be lechem mishnah?
No, that's
working now.
Second personal zach. As you're a kohen, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is your brother? Who's the one I went to?
My
brother Rabbi Israel. I was told to him. Are you? Do you have any dear in Thomas Kayanim? Well, you should have given him Manchester.
Yeah.
Moorside Lane.
Moor Lane.
There's a base course there, and there's. What is the name? I always go down Devil Street. But I was driving now, and I see trees. There was nothing at all. There were big branches. Okay, look, can you drive under that? I didn't, but. Just a pain.
I'll come and check it out now.